Welcome to this week's episode of Evolve. I'm your host, Danny Morrell. I'm really excited about this conversation because a couple of weeks ago, we had this individual's wife on the show, and I thought to myself, in order to complete the story, we got to hear from the husband, someone who is a dear friend of mine, someone who is really making waves in the real estate industry. I'm talking about none other than my good friend, Mr. Moses Rosales. Moses, say hello.
What's up, Danny? How we doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Good, brother. Doing good. Can't be any happier. Yeah, man, just living life now.
Beautiful. And I love the fact that you're sitting in your brand new home, which we're going to get to that in a second. But I want to talk to you because you're one of the individuals that is a part of what we do that has truly evolved his life. I mean, in every aspect, right? You've gotten healthier, you've gotten wealthier, you've gotten happier. And that's what I want this conversation to be about. Specifically, you're doing it even now in the midst of COVID, in the midst of everything going on. You're still growing, right? And I want to pick your brain so that our listeners can really listen into your story and hopefully see themselves in you and identify with the fact that there's nothing stopping them from doing the same. So are you up for that?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Excited to be vulnerable, share, and really connect with people. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm gonna start with like the way we met. And I always share the story because I love the story. I'm gonna run through it really, really fast. Guys, it was at a seminar. And I did like my business altar call, right? Where I had everybody come up and say, hey, if you guys wanna start coaching with me, I can help you change your life, so forth and so on. And Moses at the time walked up with a Maria. I had never met them. This was about 3.5 years ago, I think it is what it was. And he had his checkbook in hand, just like this. He had his checkbook in hand and he held it back. He held it back. I remember till this day, and he looked at me side-eyed, like, all right, homie. What am I gonna get if I give you this check, right? Just like that, side-eyed, just like this, right? Very, very doubtful at the time. And I didn't even hesitate. I said, you're gonna sell way more homes, make way more money in way less time. And here we are, I think 4 years later or so, and that's exactly what has happened. Moses, is that how you remember the story, or am I making it up?
That's exactly how the story happened. I think that we shared the story enough, D, that I think I need to get the perception of where I was before I even went on stage now. And I think that I remember sitting there listening to you. This I think it was probably halfway through your seminar, and me just talking, looking at my wife and saying, "Is this guy for real? Is this guy real? Is everything that he's saying, or is he just feeding us?" Right? So. My wife said, "Well, what do you think?" And at that time, we were definitely, we were a growing couple, as a team, and we were doing good business, what we thought was good business, but we knew that there was more. So that's when the opportunity to go to Vision actually came up, and we did. But I'm sitting there for for 2 hours, just really realizing what we wanted. You were kind of really just hitting the nail on the head with everything that you were saying. I mean, we were just like, "Well, that's what I want. I mean, that's what I need. That's exactly where I want to get to." And I think I told my wife, I looked at my wife, I said, "Look, I'm gonna go up to this guy right now. I'm gonna get my checkbook and say, why do I need to write this check?" And I told her, I was like, "Based on his reaction, it's either we write this check or we walk out of here and enjoy the rest of our time." I think it was in Anaheim, right? The rest of our
Yeah.
time. She said, "All right." And I did, man. And I went out there, man. And you just said what happened is exactly how it happened.
Awesome. I love it. Moses, I'm gonna ask you to scoot up a little bit just because of the echo of your big, beautiful home. I think the closer we get, the better. Moses, now I am gonna say this. I'm gonna ask you this question. You're a lot like me. And you're a lot like me in the fact that I believe you're the kind of human being that not only do you know what you want, that's problem number one, I think, for most people. Most people don't really know what they want. So not only do you know what you want, but on top of that, you're willing to do anything to get it. Even spend the money, invest in yourself in coaching or whatever the case may be, right? What is that? I know what that is for me. What is that for you when you think about that thing that is inside of you? Why not? Why not think about it? Why not stop? Why not hesitate? Why do you go all in like that?
I mean, my personality alone, you know, I'm a driver, Danny. And, you know, I think that just like you, you know, I think that that's kind of like cursed and a gift at the same time, right? You know, the gift is that we can really analyze people and identify where we want to get to, and we'll do whatever it takes to get there. And we're willing to invest as long as, you know, we get the return back. But the curse is that sometimes we take decisions without thinking, right? And it costs us more pain, more money, right? And sometimes if you don't, you know, take the approach that we've been taking, then you find yourself in a position where you like, you stop believing in things, right? So for me, at least inside of here, I have this good sense of understanding and feeling people that I know when they're bullshitting or when they're being real, you know? And I think that till today, it hasn't let me down. And that's something that one of my strengths that I feel like, you know, I could read people. And when, you know, when we met you, man, it's just, you came, you know, everything that you said, you were really loud, right? And I think that you've gone through transformation, but at the end of the day, it came from a good place of your heart. And I think that at the end of the day, for me, it comes, as long as I come from a good place of my heart, it doesn't matter to me. I know that I'm gonna do the right decisions. And even if I mess up or do the wrong or something happens, as long as I do it from the right place, I know that I'll be good at the end.
And I would say that that's question number two for you. You know, for a lot of people, they don't take action because they're afraid of the consequence. Where I know for me what's true in my life, and getting to know you, it's the same as well. I know that you are not afraid of messing up. You're not afraid of consequence. You're not afraid of letdown, because you see it as just, you'll get around it. You'll find a way around it. Is that true? Is that a fair statement?
It's true now. Yes, I think it's true now for sure. But it wasn't always like that. You know, I think that, you know, the false perception of reality that I had growing up, you know, coming from, you know, obviously, you know, humble beginnings, you know, my parents and, you know, gave me everything they could with what they could. And, you know, and they really gave me a life that I think, you know, was perfect for me. And but obviously that came with a lot of pain too, you know, financial issues, wrong decisions, not enough love in the household, right? Things like that, that, you know, obviously gave me this character going into the real world of, you know, either you're going to act, either I'm coming from a place of fear, or I'm going to come from a place of ego. So before we even get to anywhere, right, before it was always about fear or ego, right? And I developed this ego really, really quick, man. As soon as I left my home and started the workforce and really identifying who I was, or who I thought I was because of the world, my ego started really growing, right? And I started creating this person who just wasn't me, man. And, you know, I've been able to identify, but now it's, you know, yes, it's all about action for me now. I think that that's the one thing that when anybody talks to me or asks me and my wife questions about, hey, what's the secret? It's like, we're just action takers, man. We say what we're going to do and get it done.
Get it done.
To a fault, man.
Yeah. No, I love that. You're obviously in our program Leverage. And since starting that program, I think you guys were working 7 days a week, you know, earning whatever you were earning. And now you work a lot less and you earn 4 to 5 times that now. Mm-hmm. And just yesterday, I was really in yesterday's class, I was showing you really the group how to get more leverage and how we get in our own way, you know. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about what leverage means to you and how you are experiencing it now, not as a concept but as a reality in your life.
As a concept, I think first, you know, it was unrealistic, right? It was kind of like we put it on paper and it looks really good, and I think that that's what you helped to say, this is what leverage looks like. And all of us were like, what do you mean? I work 7 days a week, you know, 18 hours a day. Like, I don't know if this is going to work, right? So that's the concept. But yeah, then reality, what leverage is right now, man, you know, it's, I mean, I went through a phase where I felt guilty, right? I was like, man, I'm not out there 18 hours a day anymore. I'm not working Sundays or Saturdays anymore. And, you know, you feel guilty about it, but then you're like, wait, no, hold up. Like, this is what leverage is. Like, leveraging is being able to get one of the most precious things you want in your life, and that's time, right? Because that's the only thing that you can't get back, right? And for me now is every decision that we make for our business and personal, we have to ask ourselves, like, is this going to give us our best use of our time? Because that's what leverage is, right?
Absolutely. It's so interesting you say that. You know, if you're out there listening, I have a message for you. There's some things that you're doing in your business that you don't need to be doing. And yet the reality is that you're doing them because it's in perfect alignment with the story you have about yourself and about what's possible for your business and your income. You see, because we'll only accept as a standard in our lives anything that meets the vision of who we think we are. And the minute your vision expands, you'll start to look at your business in a much different way. You'll start to ask yourself, why am I doing that? You know, when someone else that could be better than me at it could do it. And I think that's what happened for you, Moses, is that you started asking yourself those tough questions like, why do I need to work 18 hours a day? Why do I need to work weekends? What? Why? And when we start to break down that paradigm and that story in our head, that's when true life starts to happen. You know, and that's what we teach in the program is that you can do and earn exactly what you do and earn right now with way less effort and way less time. Would you agree?
No, I would agree, man. And, you know, I know the those questions I didn't ask myself, but you asked those questions. And I think that part of the program, you know, that helped us open up to those questions because, you know, we came from limited belief. You know, we came from, you know, scarcity. We came from those places where we can't ask ourselves those questions. But being part of the program, and you were constantly asking us those questions, and we're like, yeah, how come I can't work less, right? And now that you're starting having this mind shift of things, you're like, yeah, I don't need to be there, if, you know, putting all my time. And, you know, it's crazy how the evolution happens. But yeah, you know, it's a question that you put out there for us, and, you know, we were able to catch it.
I love that, man. I love that. And that's really what, you know, I don't even know if what we do is called coaching. It's different because it encompasses so much area of life, really. But I do want to ask you about one thing, because I remember there's a couple of key moments in my relationship with people that I really remember. And another one was when I was convincing you to stop working with buyers, right? I was convincing you to stop working with buyers because it's not the highest and best use of your time. But that was your baby. That's where you made all your money. And I was telling you, Moses, if you do what we teach you, and if you learn these scripts, and if you learn these processes, imagine how powerful you would be if all that energy that you put into working with buyers, you can work into sellers. I said, I promise you, you're going to do 4 to 5 times the amount of money, right? Because yep. I knew your work ethic. I just had to rewire the thinking a little bit and the skills a little bit, right? And I'll never forget those first 90 days where you were like, hey, D, it's not happening. You remember
that? Yeah, you know, we were actually in a coaching call, and you were talking about listings, and I was listening, and I was just frustrated. I was like, man, this guy's talking, listings, leverage. But I was like, I was already going 90 days strong, man. And I remember you said, anybody had a question? I was like, look, I'm you. Look, D, this is not working, man. This is, you know, I've been going at it 90 days strong. Nothing's happening. Not one seller's calling me back. Nobody's saying yeah. And, you know, I remember you saying, you know, hey, man, this is part of the transition. This is part of how the world's going to align for you, and you have to put in the work. And I think that after that conversation, man, I realized, like, look, yeah, I mean, everything good that happens to us, there has to be work done before. And there has to be some kind of pain that you have to go through to understand and appreciate it. So, you know, yeah, man, but that place, man, I definitely came from a place of ego at that point. I was like, dude, I can just go pick up 10 buyers right now, close 10 deals, make 90K, and, you know what I mean?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
And the problem is, and for all of our listeners, especially those of you in the real estate industry, that's the thinking that holds you back. And there's no one there to teach you how to break through that thinking. Because if you could break through your thinking, your results will break through, you know? And that's it. It's all about your thinking and your skill set and your processes. That's it. It's those three things. It's the easiest thing in the world. I've said it before. It is the simplest thing in the world to make $1 million a year. It may not be the easiest. You're going to have to do some internal work. You're going to have to do some work with the way you sell, the way you do things, the way you look at life. But it's so simple. It really, really is.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like I have this message for you. If you're like Moses and you're ready to transition and really grow in your business, just send us a message on Instagram or Facebook. Just say coach info and coaching or coaching info. My team will pick it up and you know, we'll sit down with you and we'll see if we can help you out. But Moses, did you have anything to add about that?
No, you know, I agree, man. I think that, you know, for the past 2 years, you know, being part of the program, and I had to really dig in and go all in into like my skill development, you know, the confidence building. And now it actually just shows, man. And, you know, even, you know, this morning when I was in role play, we were in a group of other agents and we were just talking about, they're just like, how confident do you, I mean, how do you build your confidence? I'm like, look, you really gotta internalize what to say, how to say it, but most importantly, like go all in and just say, look, I just gotta put it to use, right? I think that we can all show up, but if we don't put it to use out in the world, well, it's never gonna happen, right? Yeah. So it didn't sound perfect at first, and now it sounds freaking amazing. And Pete, you know, I just, you know, everything happens. You know,
it's kind of funny because when you get to that level, we all sound like each other. Is what happens, like yeah. You know. Yeah. You sound just like me or like Jose or like whatever they give, you know, it's kind of crazy, but it's beautiful because that's a system. That's really what a system is, you know?
Yep.
Moses, just so that our listeners know, you know, when you joined this, you weren't taking any listings at all. And now how many do you take per year?
You know, yeah, when we joined, we were 97, 98% all buyers, man. And, you know, our time was taken. Now we're, you know, obviously we're shooting for 52. We're projecting about 52 listings this year. Again, going from none, you know, to getting, even when I first got my first 12, I was like, what the hell? Like, this is amazing, right? My life completely shifted. And even with 12 listings, you know, my time, I got so much time back. And now, man, it's amazing how listeners just pour in because of the way that we attract things to us, because of the message that we're putting out there, right? You know, I think that that's something big that we as individuals, we forget, and how you go through this mind shift is real simple. What we put out ourselves through, you know, through our subconscious mind, that's what we get in return, right? And I think that when I was doing 99% buyers, our messaging, our content, our everything that we spoke, everything that we breathed, our energy was, hey, buyers, we're here.
That's right.
So part of the shift, and if I can help anybody out there, part of that shift to becoming a listing agent is you have to change that mindset, that messaging, that content, that vibration, that energy, that, you know what, you're a listing agent. And we went through that, and now it's just listings. Buyers still happen, but that's the result now of us listing properties.
That's right. I love that. I'm gonna shift away from business now.
Okay.
Because my mission in life is to help people evolve in mind, body, business, and soul. I think you've touched on the mind part a little. I wanna touch on the body. I introduce you to a different way of eating and a different way of being, specifically when it comes to your body. Not that it's right, wrong, or indifferent. Not that it's the right, you know, way. Not that my way is the right way. But you were able to accept it. And there's been some changes in your body, which I believe, correct me wrong, also impact your business and your money. Would you agree? And tell me about that. How's that process been?
Of course, man. I think that anybody that doesn't agree that there's a correlation between your mind, body, and soul, and how your business, how your relationships, how your finances, I mean, if you don't believe that they have some kind of correlation, I feel like, you know, there's some more digging that we need to do. But yes, man, you know, I come from a background of fitness, right? 12 years of being in the fitness industry, man. I can tell you that I was lied to, you know, for 12 years. You know, right. I fed in into the hype of high protein consumption, the hype of, the type of exercises that you need to do to look a certain way, right? You know, before I moved to Bakersfield, you know, I was living in Sherman Oaks and doing nothing but movie stars, fitness models. I was like, And that was like, that was the thing, right? And the body that you're looking for. But then, man, I finally realized, and through the program, we finally realized that your body, you know, only needs a certain amount of things, you know? And there's a difference between appetite and hunger. Mm-hmm. You know, the appetite is what we create based on our ego, based on our mindset, based on how we live life. And our hunger is your, right? And your emotions and your hunger is your body saying, hey, I need these type of stuff. right? And listening to your body. So, I've been chasing this body, for 12 years. And now it's just effortlessly just coming together because of the food that I'm taking, because of the way that I'm, learning about, plant-based, vegans, those type of things, for sure.
How much did you lose?
Last weight, I couldn't get from 205. I was like, that's like my standard weight, 205. Right now, 182. I'm trying to get to about 180, 179. Anything below that, I think I feel too small. But, and you know what? I haven't been 179 in years, though, so. I've definitely lost a lot of body weight, and it's just, the clarity, man, the clarity, the focus, the way that you feel is just so different, man. And just by changing, the way that we ate was huge for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to be careful because, I have a deep passion to help people see what's possible, And part of that is because I understand I was a carnivore. I ate steak. At one point, I was eating steak 3 times a day. But even when I was doing that, I remember thinking to myself, like my higher self would say, this can't be that healthy for you. Yeah. This can't be that healthy for you. But then I would just go back to, it's what I do. It's like my programming, Mm-hmm. And so, for all of you that are out there, I would say just consider. And just think about, what happens when you put something in your body. Just start to be aware, and little by little, just start to ask yourself, what is the purpose of this, and how much of it does my body really need? And from there, you'll find your answers. You'll find your answers. Moses, my final question. There was a point in my life where I treaded lightly with the following topic. And now I don't tread lightly at all. Now I'm very open about it because it is undeniable the life-changing power that plant medicines have. I remember I used to be scared. I used to be nervous, whatever the case may be. By the way, I just had my cards read and I haven't told anybody this because I just got done. they said I was a plant medicine giver in my past life, so it was kind of interesting. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because that absolutely changed my life. And now that I think of it, like 100-fold, I'm talking everything. I'm talking my health, my mind, my money, my body, my influence, my attraction, everything. It's like everything is so effortless for me right now. And it's interesting, Moses, because I'm watching you right now. You're in your brand new home, and it feels like you are tapping into some of that power as well. And I want to say thank you because you trusted me. When Crazy Danny was saying, you gotta try this stuff, and you actually do it. What has happened in your life since then, and how has plant medicine affected your life?
This will be the first time really talking about it, man, openly, right? Because, yeah, it's something so, at least for me, it was very private. It's a decision that I made. But, at the end of the day, man, this is what life is about. I think that if we can be vulnerable and share who we are and who we really are, people will appreciate that more. So, just like you, the fear, the basic idea of what it was, right? I was just against it. I was like, what? Where does that come from, right? It comes from that false perception of reality that we think how life should be, right? And, as I think that everything in my life prepared me for you to ask that question. Hey, I think we need to take this to the next level, right? And try this. Because everything that was happening for me was happening, but it was still wasn't happening at first. I still had to put in some work. I still had the ego telling me like, hey man, like, I don't care what nobody says to you. Like, we all work from scarcity at some point, And even at the higher level, you still work at scarcity because you don't want your money to run out. We believe that there is enough, but there's not enough for everybody. So I got to get mine right now. And I can just tell you, man, that's tiring. That's super tiring, man. And I think that the longer we go working or thinking or living like that, the more we hurt our body, the more we hurt our soul. And, you know, I've been able, after my experience and my journey and really being involved, you know, with you in this plant medicine, I've been able to reconnect my mind with my soul. You know, really been able to feel as, you know, as a man, right? Feel the love, feel happiness, feel excitement. And I think that for me, man, like, it's super important. And it was such an eye-opener because I have a daughter now, man. And I truly feel and I truly believe the universe, God, at least for me, God, gives you, when it comes to kids, gives you what you need at that point. And he gave me a daughter, man. And he gave me a daughter. I said, look, I'm going to teach you to love, and I'm going to teach you to feel, and I'm going to teach you to really admire what a woman should be, man. And before that, I didn't. My mom, even my own wife, right? Because, you know, because of where we come from. But now, man, you know, I've been open to really give love and feel love and allow myself to accept love from everybody, you know, including you, man, including you and everybody around me, man. And now I really look at people and I look at them in the eye and I say, look, man, I appreciate you and I love you. And before, I love you was just the word that never came out of my mouth.
Right. Especially right. As a man.
Yeah.
No, as a man.
And I think that, you know, for me, you know, D, if I can look at this camera and look at anybody out there and I specifically would want to talk to the husband and say, man, look, if you're a husband right now, because I've been married for 10 years and I understand it and I feel it and I know the things that we go through. And if you're a father, because I'm a father now, and you're running a business, is that if you can give yourself an opportunity for the first time to really allow yourself to feel and love, then this is what this is about. Because now I can really put my phone down and love my daughter. I can really, you know, put my phone down and love my wife and give her what she wants. You know, before it was like business, move, money. And now, yeah, ego. And because those are the driven factors. Those are the driven factors, right? And now we have to understand that, dude, money is just flows and it's part of what this is, and it is what it is, and as a result, we need it. But I went through the stage of, okay, I need money, I need position. Now I have enough, but now it's like, okay, let's keep moving. Like, it's gonna come no matter what. And I decided, I put it out there, and I said, look, my daughter will never, ever be hungry, ever. Never. Because why? Because I come from a good place in my heart, because I'm allowing myself to feel, right? And people will feel that and accept that and want to do business with me no matter what.
That's it.
That's simple.
Say it.
That's simple, man.
You can't say anything better than that, guys. That, my friends, is called a journey to higher self. That what you deserve, that's it. That's the name of the game. When you finally get to a place where you finally realize there's who you are. When you realize who you are, like, life becomes so easy, so beautiful, and everything just starts to flow and it becomes effortless. And for those of you that are interested, you know, I'm starting a 6-day retreat in Mexico. If you want any information for that, the website, I don't know if it's up by the time you hear it or not, but it'll be up by the end of the month, journeytohigherself.com. Go check it out. And who knows, maybe you'll be joining Moses, myself, the crew in Tulum, and having a great time and really learning how to just evolve our mind, body, business, and soul. Moses, thank you for being here.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the time, D.
Yeah, it was impactful. How do they get a hold of you if they have any questions for you?
Guys, if you guys ever easily message me right now with social media, just find me on Mo Real Estate Mentor, or even on Facebook, just Moises Rosales. Guys, anything you guys need in Bakersfield, I'm here for you guys and serve you guys and ready to, you know, and give you back whatever it is that you need to. So.
I love it. Awesome. That's it for this week's episode, everybody. If you like the episode, give it a, you know, 5 or 6-star review, whatever the highest one is, especially if you're on YouTube, even if you could just leave a little comment, that helps us tremendously to spread the word. And we will see you next week on Evolve. Take care. Bye-bye.